High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Big news last week was that South Africa is bidding to buy Tottenham Hotspur. True story, which is lovely because, I mean, you know, Spurs are a Jewish team. Which is nice because it's very anti-Semitic. Or would it be Semitic then? Anyhow, $1 billion. Clearly not something that the entire board agrees upon. And I would love to hear somebody who does think that it's a good idea, you know, just so that I can kind of hear the other side of the argument. And News 24 reporting that three South African tourism board members have resigned with immediate effect amid the Tottenham proposal. You know what, do you think that it makes a difference that they won their game yesterday and they did it in such spectacular fashion? I don't know. Somebody who's not a sports commentator, but who's certainly a brand South Africa expert, is Saul Malobi. Morning, Saul. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy, and good morning to High FM listeners.
Thank you so much. Saul, do you think that Tottenham Hotspur is good for South Africa? Do you think this is good for South Africa? Why would we do it?
No, the whole deal, it's bad news. Okay, our tourism development strategy identifies growing markets that we should be targeting.
Yeah.
And it has identified China and India. But in implementing the strategy, we then say we are targeting the UK through Spurs. But here's a problem with Spurs. The UK has historically been our second biggest source market for tourism,
yes,
after the US. But the other thing is that brand South Africa equity is extremely high in the UK. One, because of our historical ties with them, and that means we are one of the most prominent members of the Commonwealth Association. And there was Mandela Mania throughout our relationship with the UK from the 60s. The listeners may remember all the Mandela festivals that were organized in London, but also that just recently, President Cyril Ramaphosa undertook a state visit to the UK. And whilst on that, we shouldn't forget that when Theresa May was elected as the Prime Minister, her first official trip was to South Africa. And during the G20, the first meeting of President Sunat with the head of state was with President Cyril Ramaphosa. So brand South Africa is well promoted in the UK. But the other thing is that Spurs
in 1961.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm in load shedding here. I don't know if you are not losing me.
Oh, no, we can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Okay.
Just a
yes.
Couple of seconds. Okay, but surely that 1 billion rand, you know, why would we use a foreign team to promote South African tourism? I'm failing to join the dots. And, you know, I've got a 5-year-old who lives in my head, and everything has to make sense to that 5-year-old. I don't understand why we aren't putting 1 billion rand into developing our own sport. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. None of this deal, nothing about this deal makes sense, Saul.
No, in fact, it is important that we need to invest sufficient resources into branding the country. And I would say, if you were to give me 1 billion, I wouldn't spend it on one soccer team.
Yes.
What I'll do is that I will invest in advertising in stadia when English Premier teams are playing. So in that instance, I'm not attached to one particular team.
Right.
Then, in fact, I may even end up spending at most 30% of this budget. But in that instance, I'll be speaking to the soccer fans of all the English Premier League teams, as opposed to just speaking to fans of just one team and its opponents. And then from there, then that will also give me enough budget to spend in other countries promoting South Africa.
Right.
So for that reason, I would say the return on investment is very low. But also we should remember that branding is about building awareness. I've already illustrated the fact that South Africa as a brand is well known in the UK. And soccer fans will also remember us from having hosted FIFA World Cup in 2010. So we don't need to spend much more money on trying to promote South Africa to soccer fans, because already they know about us. So it is a waste of money. Now, SA Tourism is saying it's because Malta is doing it and Abu Dhabi is doing it and Rwanda is doing it. Malta is an obscure country. Not many people know that there's a country called Malta. Abu Dhabi is overshadowed by Dubai, because when people think UAE, they think Dubai, they don't think Abu Dhabi. Perhaps they need to do this. Rwanda had to do it because post-genocide, and there were even movies made on the genocide itself. They needed to say to people, please do visit us. But they are a small country. And when you look at how much they are spending and the return they get, in fact, they are making a loss. They spend $13 million on Arsenal to promote them as a tourist destination. And here's the problem. After COVID hit us and there were lockdowns, their revenue came down to 5.4 million. But unfortunately, they still had to pay $13 million to Arsenal, even though there were no games playing. So ultimately, they are just wasting their resources. And you look at their debt to GDP ratio, it has increased to 54% from 15% in 2010. And this is because they're investing much resources into building sporting infrastructure. So even the 5.1 million I'm talking about does not come from their branding work through Arsenal. It's their total revenue generated by sporting activities such as the karate, basketball, and cricket international championships that they hosted. And also last year, they hosted the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, which attracted leaders from all the Commonwealth countries. So it means they are benefiting very, very minimally from the $13 million that they are spending on Arsenal.
Yeah.
So South Africa can, make that mistake.
There are better ways to do this. Exactly. Maybe they should speak to some marketing experts such as yourself. Saul Malobi, thank you very, very much for your time this morning. We are out of time. We are, in fact, over time. But thank you very, very much for just sharing some insight. I hadn't considered, how somebody else might have seen it. And thank you once again.